Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
The doomsday clock has never been closer to metaphorical midnight. What does it mean?
By Rachel Traisman of NPR, January 29th, 2025.
Humanity is closer than ever to catastrophe. According to the atomic scientists behind the doomsday clock, the clock now stands just 89 seconds away. Its first move in 2 years, and the closest the clock has come to midnight in its nearly eight-decade history.
The 2025 clock time signals that the world is on a course of unprecedented risk and that continuing on the current path is a form of madness, announced the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, the nonprofit organization that sets the clock each year.
This year, it cited continuing trends in multiple global existential threats, including nuclear weapons, climate change, AI, infectious diseases, and conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. It also pointed to the spread of misinformation and conspiracy theories as a potent threat multiplier that undermines public discourse in general about these very issues.
The bulletin is a bit like a doctor making a diagnosis, they write. We consider as many symptoms, measurements, and circumstances as we can. Then we come to a judgment that sums up what could happen if leaders and citizens don't take action to treat the conditions. Don't stop me.
And now, here is 7 Minutes to Midnight, written by Gabriel Urbina, directed by Jesse Edward Rossbrow. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, February 3rd, 2025.
On the day that it happened, Bill Forsythe and Carrie Eckhart were together in the apartment they share in Brooklyn. It was a small apartment, small even by the punishing standards of the New York metro area. And thanks to the deli directly below it, no part of it was ever completely free of the smell of bacon grease. But due to the sporadic nature of his job as a graphic designer and hers as a technical writer, it was the best that they could afford. They had lived together for 3 years now, having only dated for 6 months before the unfortunate grease fire accident, precipitating the issue of cohabitation. In the intervening times, questions such as, are we in love with one another, or do we still like each other as people, or whose turn is it actually to take out the recycling, all blended together in one big complacent shrug. Still, matters of the heart have a way of running deep, and what might seem, well, and truly settled, has a way of becoming suddenly unsettled. When that happens, people can sometimes reach for rather drastic solutions. We're almost upon it now. Let us observe.
So, what's going on in the world today?
You know, everything's on fire, except for the parts of it that are flooding. Same old doom scroll.
Sure. You didn't say anything about my hair.
Didn't I?
You didn't.
Well, it looks very nice.
Yeah? You like it like this?
I do, yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
Because I'm not totally sold on it myself.
Sure, yeah. No, I can see why you might say that.
Can you? Like, tell me, what do you like about my hair like this? Like, specifics, please. You have no idea what I did with my hair, do you?
None whatsoever, I'm sorry. What the hell was that?
Oh, damn. Where are we at now?
7 minutes to midnight, ma'am.
Okay, that's good to know.
What is... I don't... Carrie, who is this? I'm sorry, who are you?
Oh, that's Pearl. She works with the Bulletin.
I'm with the Bulletin of Atomic Relationship Counselors.
With a what?
I hired them, Bill. They evaluate the state of your relationship, give you a reading of how close you are to an interpersonal catastrophe. At the moment, we are...
We're at 7 minutes, ma'am.
Oh, seven minutes from midnight, which is... Is that good?
Honestly, I've seen worse.
See? Pearl's seen worse.
But why would you want this?
So we can get a reading on any issues that are going to go on in our relationship and start to talk about them.
It's the first step in turning back the clock and moving away from catastrophe. It's like on a relationship level, though.
I mean, but... okay, but what was that weird little sound a little bit ago?
Oh, yeah, that was an adjustment. That is our system updating the diagnosis of your relationship because of your actions. We had to kind of dial it down to 7. Sorry.
Wait, what? Just because I didn't comment on whatever you did to your hair, that's enough to make this thing go down? That's such a small thing. That's nothing.
Actually, research shows that little things can act as relationship multipliers and the foundation of the secure... Actually, research shows that little things can act as threat multipliers for foundational insecurities in a relationship.
Thank you. You're very helpful. Carrie, is this really the most productive way?
Oh, I think it's very productive. You know, just gives us a quick diagnosis of what things make our relationship better or worse, and whose fault it is.
Yes, I'm starting to see why this appealed to you. Mm.
Incidentally, do you remember to pay the electricity bill this month, darling?
Did I remember to pay the electricity bill? Did I remember to pay the electricity bill? Did I remember to pay the electricity
bill?
No, I did not.
That's 6 minutes and 30 seconds, ma'am.
Even after I reminded you twice.
Even after you reminded me twice. Mm-hmm.
6 minutes to midnight, ma'am.
Thank you, Carrie.
Also, remember how at the start of the year we both said we'd quit smoking?
Yes, of course I do. Because it's been hard. It's been miserable. But because we've been in it together, and that's the pack I've been keeping hidden in my coat pocket, isn't it?
Yeah.
5 minutes to midnight.
Whoa!
No, actually, I was wrong. It's still 5 minutes. But you were smoking behind your girlfriend's back, and you lied. Not good, sir.
Wait. What about the fact that she was snooping through my stuff? You were snooping through my stuff. Where's the trust?
That is technically a good point. 4.5 minutes.
Hey!
I mean, Carrie, I'm sorry. That is a super shitty thing to do behind your back. I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm sorry. Here, let me just... And I'm done with it. I'm done, seriously. And if you ever see me smoking again, you can slap the shit out of me. Okay?
Okay. Thank
Five
you.
5 minutes.
Oh, hey. It went in the right direction that time.
Okay, but don't flatter yourself, Bill. What about the way that you've
Whoa. Hold on a second. Why are you the only one that gets to bring up stuff?
Oh, well, it's just... See, because I...
You know, my mother called the other day.
4 minutes.
Did she?
She did. Yeah. She was wondering if she could stay with us for a little bit. Just a week. Or two.
Was she? Even though we don't have a guest bedroom?
Oh, she says she can stay on the couch here in the living room.
Where I work most days.
Where you work most days, yeah. So, how does that all sound to you, honey?
I love it.
3.5 minutes, you are obviously lying, sorry.
Okay, fine. I don't love it. What the?
It's his mother. 3 minutes.
Not so fun, is it? When you're the one whose every tiny movement is picked apart and evaluated.
Well, at least I'm still paying attention. Better that than being completely ignored.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
It means, come on, dude! You've been so on autopilot since I moved in here.
2.5 minutes.
Okay, that is laughable. Carrie, you're the one that said it. You needed space. You wanted space.
Okay, yes, some space. Some space is nice, but I didn't think my boyfriend would mentally check out to a different galaxy every time.
2 minutes. You guys might want
to... I do nothing but try to make you happy. I cook for you. I plan our vacations. I leave the apartment every day so you can work in peace.
Oh, that's the big thing you do? You get away from me? I'm sorry. I'm just swooning from how romantic that is.
I do everything for you.
Except for, oh yes, little detail. All the things I ask you to do or all the things you actually promise to do.
1.5 minutes, but you know.
And I'm sorry. It's just, it'd be nice if occasionally, maybe, when the spirit moved you, you did something to show that you were still interested in me.
Oh, you want a sign that I'm interested? I don't know, Carrie. How about the sex?
Oh, you want to go there? You want to talk about the sex?
Yes, I do. Let's talk about the sex.
No, 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 no. Wait, wait, wait. Let's not talk about the sex. Okay, I'm gonna need the two of you to like break it up, move into separate corners because you're speed running into this thing right now. And can everybody just please take a deep breath? All right. Okay. Good. Do you two even want to be together? Okay. So this whole thing only works when it's predicated on, you know, people wanting to make things work. When it gets to this point, people just hurting people. Well, knowing that things can get worse isn't gonna do anything. But if you do want to make things work, well, it's never too late until it's too late. Okay. You can be a second from midnight and come back from it if you wanna come back from it. But that's up to you two.
Maybe. Okay. Probably. I have been a little checked out. I wish you'd just talk to me about it instead of doing this whole thing.
I think I've tried to talk about it. And I think I could have tried a lot harder. And a lot better.
Well, it can be hard when your boyfriend's mentality is just, what was it? In a different galaxy?
Something like that. Wait, your mother isn't actually coming to stay on the couch for 2 weeks, is she?
Absolutely not. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Do you really want to know?
I think we might be okay without it, actually. And I think that might be all for us, Pearl. I think I, maybe we, I needed to get some stuff out there in the open.
And now that it's in the open?
Well, Miss Science Lady, now we are following the immortal words of Idris Elba. We are canceling this apocalypse.
This has been 7 Minutes to Midnight, written by Gabriel Urbina, directed by Jesse Edward Rossbrow, featuring Peter Coleman, KLM Brooklyn, and Layli Rahani. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, February 3rd, 2025. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.